This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But let me go to Guy. Guy is the president and CEO of the Chester County Chamber of Commerce. Guy Shiraki. Hey, Guy, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
I'm good. I'm concerned, though, about making sure that all these businesses of ours can be full steam ahead. And I know they're still struggling right now, right, with hiring people?
No doubt about it. It's a national problem in Pennsylvania. It's a crisis. Pennsylvania has, for almost a decade, had an unemployment rate worse than the nation's, and COVID and the lockdowns have only made it worse. And now we're paying people to stay at home, and we're discouraging people from going back to work, or we're scaring them if they go back to work. And just think of everybody, you know, all your listeners, just think of your daily life and how your routine has changed. And think about all the small businesses, you know, from dry cleaners to coffee shops to gas stations to repair shops, just places we're not going to as much or not going to at all. And these businesses are being crippled. The businesses that were hurt the most are the ones being caused to suffer for even longer.
What are your members telling you at the Chester County Chamber of Commerce in terms of, like, for example, are they feeling the pinch of inflation? Are their customers feeling it?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, there's a few economies going on. I mean, for larger companies, the problem that they're dealing with sometimes is supply chain and inflation. They can't get some of the things they need, or it costs too much, or they can't get their employees to come back to work, or they're not sure if it's safe to bring them back to work. And then for small businesses, they're dealing with all of that plus worker shortage. And again, you know, I can cite you data. You know, Pennsylvania constantly ranks in the 40s among the 50 states. We have the second highest tax rate. Even the census numbers just came out. We're 46th in population growth. But just go by the eye test. I mean, because all these smart people come on and give you all sorts of data. It's the eye test. How many restaurants and coffee shops do you go to? How many different businesses do you go to where something's missing on the shelves, or they're closed 1 or 2 days a week, or places that were open 24 hours a day are only serving lunch or dinner because they can't get help? And think about what that's doing to them. So my members are very concerned because everybody's aware of the fact that inflation is hurting everyone. But we're also aware of the fact that for small businesses and the people who work in small businesses, it's never been as bad. And I'll tell you this, it's that you know, for all those people that are pointing to stories and talking about how the national economy is roaring back, and, you know, this data point comes out and say, you know, compared to a year ago, the economy's up 9%. I mean, they must think we're stupid. I mean, last year we were in a lockdown. I mean, to measure this year's economy, to measure this August economy against last August is absolutely ludicrous. I mean, a high school student wouldn't do that. You should measure this economy against what it was like in 2018 or 2019. And in Pennsylvania, even then, it wasn't very good. We were just lifted by a strong national economy.
Well, Guy, I think that when you're talking to people, though, it's very hard for them to understand exactly the kind of impact, because we turn on the television and we hear about inflation broadly, but they spin that and say this is a sign of a strong economy. They don't dial down into what it means for the landscaper putting gas in his equipment now, and the price is surging, and then passing that on to people. They don't talk about the impact of passing on associated costs, increased costs to customers. And I know people are feeling, the customers are feeling the pinch, because I hear about it from my friends who are parents who have to buy food for their kids, and they're buying back to school supplies for their kids. And they're all feeling this pinch now, suddenly going, "What? Why are my pockets shorter than they were last year?"
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, your point, I mean, you're right on the mark. You should come work for the chamber. No, you're
well,
right
I have
on
a
the
job,
mark.
But thank you.
Exactly.
Can I sleep in, though, if I work guy. For the
but,
chamber?
No,
that's really the question I have to ask.
Exactly. Look, no, it's a real problem. And for people, look, we all, whether it's you or the folks on your team or at the chamber, everybody would like to make more money. And that's part of the American dream, working hard, being creative, trying to get
sure.
ahead. But there's a difference when the government artificially inflates things. The government is paying people regular unemployment plus in Pennsylvania plus $300 not to work. So that means if you're running a coffee shop, a restaurant, a catering hall, a dry cleaner, you now have to bid against the federal government to get people back to work. And all of that, plus the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in spending, and the more yet to come, is causing inflation. So this isn't inflation because the economy's growing. This isn't inflation because the economy's raring to go and we've unearthed new resources. This is inflation because the government has artificially done this and also made it hard to get supplies. Here's the other thing I would say, just a small thing, but in a sample of it. First of all, we can all see the gas prices. Second of all, small thing. You only notice if you're in Chambers or the hospitality industry. Try and go to a restaurant, order crab cakes or order a salad with crab on it. You'll notice that in most places it's gone or the place has spiked. Most restaurants have told me that just that one thing is an example. I had a restaurant owner that said she typically serves crab cakes as a dinner for $30. She now would have to sell it for $61 if she could get the crab just to try and make almost the same profit before. So this idea that inflation is a good thing and we should all be cheering that we're paying a dollar more for gasoline is ludicrous. And that's the thing that's what I keep saying is we need to pay attention not to what we see on TV, not to the reports and not to what a talking head says, but to our real lives and realize some supplies are missing, some are really high, and it's hurting all of us. Whether your job has never been impacted or not, you're spending more for the same stuff if you can find it. But for working folks, for people working in small business, this is absolutely devastating. And it's a national problem. But in Pennsylvania, it's far, far worse because Pennsylvania has taken almost no measure to get people back to work and no measures to help small business. And at some point, we have to look for a way to climb out of this because economic growth is not about transferring wealth and sending checks to people. That's not what America is about, and that's not what my members want.
What do your members want? What's the one thing we could do for your members right now that would help this economy, help them, help all of us?
Two things. One, Pennsylvania ought to do what
I only asked you for one.
Now done.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
All right.
Just kidding. Give me two things. Go ahead. Give me two.
All right. Thank you. You're being kind. It's Friday.
That's right.
So the first is, one, Pennsylvania ought to do what 40 other states have done, which is not pay the extra $300. We ought not pay people 105% of their pre-COVID wages to stay at home. So we ought to get rid of that so that small businesses can actually compete and encourage their employees to come back to work. And it's actually better for the employees and all of us if they come back to work. The second thing is this. We need some sort of responsible standards for what safe reopening is, and then to offer liability protection. One of the unspoken things is that one of the many reasons that major employers are not bringing people back to work is there are no clear standards coming out of Washington or Harrisburg on what a safe reopening ought to be. And an employer with 500 or 1,000 or 5,000 employees is very nervous about bringing those people back to work without clear guidance on what safe standards are so that they can comply. And again, as I said this since last March, every business I've talked to wants to make it safe for their employees and their customers. They want to be told what it is. And until they're told what it is, they're hesitant to bring them back. And what does that do? That crushes all of the small businesses around the large employers that are dependent upon the employees being there. There are two things.
Right, like the guy who has the lunch truck, the hot dogs cart, that guy, all those people. Right.
Right. And those are two, just so you know, that the same governor in Pennsylvania who was issuing executive orders like it was a bodily function has been totally absent. You know, we went from dictator Tom to invisible Tom. Those two things I said he can do today, the legislature would support. He could do that today. He could waive the right to $300, tell people there'll be no bonus for staying at home, and secondly, set forth safe standards and encourage businesses to come back to work. He could do that before the close of business today, and by the end of August, Pennsylvania would begin to turn around, and we would climb back to our rightful place as the 41st economy, and then we'd have the footing to actually talk about being a top 10 economy. But he could do that today.
Guy Shiraki, President and CEO of the Chester County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks, my friend. Keep up the good fight. It's important, and I know your members depend upon it, so thank you.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.